You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The World Cup with William Hill.
The Punt Daily Podcast. Listen at news.williamhill.com, on Audioboom, or subscribe by iTunes or your preferred podcast provider.
Hello and welcome to the Daily William Hill World Cup Podcast. I'm Alex Dunn. I'll be guiding you through the best of the action. In fact, all of the action. On Tuesday, it is the final time that we can see a team for the first time in the 2018 World Cup. Group H getting underway at 1 o'clock with Colombia against Japan. We've also got Poland against Senegal at 4 o'clock. And then we go back to what we know, and Russia take on Egypt at 7 o'clock in what promises to be a real humdinger, with the hosts in action once again. Plenty coming your way over the next few minutes, so strap yourselves in, enjoy, and hopefully you can find a winner or two. We start looking ahead to Colombia against Japan.
Now at William Hill, you can get your bet onto the website for featured matches. If there's a bet you fancy that's not on the app, just tweet with the hashtag #YourOdds to @WilliamHill, and the traders will try to price it up. Hashtag #YourOdds from William Hill.
Hi, I'm Bruce Millington. Welcome along to the Racing Post World Cup betting preview. The 1 o'clock game on Tuesday is Colombia versus Japan. Let's see if the lads think that the South Americans, who are bookmakers' favourites, will get the job done. Mark Langdon, what's your view?
Yeah, I think they will. I just think that there's a big class difference here. I expect Japan to finish bottom of Group H. They've had a really troubled build-up to the World Cup with a change of manager. Hardly any of their players are in form. Falcao and James Rodriguez to do the business for Colombia.
Dan Charles, do you echo what Mark says?
Absolutely. Colombia to win. Colombia took 9 points from their three group games 4 years ago. Falcao wasn't in the squad then. He is now. Arguably, they're stronger. They beat France 3-2 in a friendly. Japan, a poor size. Colombia for me.
We've got World Cup betting previews right throughout the tournament.
Football on In Play Radio. Hundreds of leagues, thousands of matches, millions of markets, only on William Hill's In Play Radio.
Should be a cracking game to kick things off then, with Colombia against Japan. Of course, James Rodriguez bidding to add to his tally of World Cup goals. He really has a thing for this competition, doesn't he? So we'll see how he gets on. That's 1 o'clock on Tuesday, the opening game in Group H. And that leads us very nicely on to the second game in the group. And it's Poland against Senegal, coming up at 4 o'clock. Once again, it's the turn of John Gibby and myself to offer a few fancies in this one. They're two sides that could go fairly far because of the big names that you mentioned. They're talismen. If they're on it, they're a match for anyone in the world, these players. I'm talking about Lewandowski. I'm talking about Sadio Mane. They're the two big uns.
Yeah.
And if they're on form and getting the service desired, there's no reason at all that both teams couldn't go fairly far in this competition if they maintain that level of form over 3, 4, 5 games. The question is, will they? Now, I'm surprised to see Poland as big as 13-10 here. And I like that a lot. A very lot.
A very lot. A big lot.
A big lot. I'd have Poland even money or maybe a touch of odds on here. I don't mind Senegal. I don't mind them. But we've already seen some of the teams coming out of Africa so far that have been pretty disappointing in this tournament to date. I'm thinking, we're recording this on Sunday, I'm thinking most noticeably of Nigeria, who last night were pretty shocking against Croatia. And you can't tar them with the same brush. That's like saying that Poland are going to be good because Croatia were good.
Yeah.
They're different entities.
And Morocco as well, who I think were a bit unlucky.
They were.
They are a team with plenty of quality, like Senegal.
Yeah, true. But Poland seem to have that sort of wherewithal. They've got that good blend of experience and quality. And I don't want to say they've been there, done that, got the T-shirt, because their record in the in recent big tournaments hasn't been stunning, but it's been steady enough. I am mad keen on Lewandowski here. Now, Lewandowski to score first and Poland to win is 5-1. I do quite like that, to be honest, because I'm not a big fan of first goal scorer betting, because Above all, I mean, we have some people who work for us here who bet for a living, let's say. They are professionals. I am not a professional, and I like my bets to carry a certain amount of interest, if nothing else.
Yeah.
That's sort of the minimum requirement. Give me some interest here. Yeah. I'm watching this game. And with a first goal scorer bet, it can be a scupperer after 3 minutes when Sadio Mane skips through and scores, and you go, oh, well, what's the point of this? But that said, if you were to say to me, what is the most likely outcome in this game? I would say Poland win, probably 2-1, and Lewandowski scores first. So the 5-1 on that is absolutely fine. That's on the enhanced odds.
How about the 4-1 on Poland to win, both teams to score?
Yes, that's what I was about to come to.
Ah, there we go.
That is, and I don't mind that, because Senegal do carry something of a threat. Poland have their moments at the back. They're normally pretty solid. But I think that's a big play here at 4-1. Going back to the enhanced odds, Mane to score first, by the way, 11-2 out to sevens. If you are looking for a pro-Senegal bet, that is the one.
Mm.
That's huge. Mm. That's really, really big. And if you do like both of them, the two big players I mentioned, Lewandowski and Mane, both to score, pushed out from 5-7s, that's a dangerous enhancement to make. If I was the traders, I'd be a little bit concerned about that. I think that'll be a very, very popular bet.
My line on these, you know, they do them quite a lot, these enhancements, don't they? Mm. They take the main men, if you like, from both teams, not just in the World Cup, but in lots of competitions.
The Mane men.
Both to score and enhance it.
Yeah.
Do this sort of enhancement on it.
Yeah.
And whenever I've done these previews before, I've been thinking about these bets, I think, oh, yeah, well, you just know one of them's going to score, but the other one isn't. It happens every single time. Until the other day, when we had this huge enhancement on Cristiano Ronaldo and Diego Costa to both score,
yep,
and it, you know, landed in about 25 minutes.
Well, I just think when you look at it normally and you go, oh, you're trying to sucker me in there, it's 5-1, I'm not going to be sucked in. But then you boost it out to sevens, and all of a sudden you're thinking, well, I reckon if they played this game seven times, there'd be more than one occasion where those two players score.
Yeah.
So I think it rates as a value play. It's not going to be the outright selection here. The outright selection is Poland. I like Poland, both teams to score. As you mentioned, that's 4-1. And I like Lewandowski to score first and Poland to win at 5-1. Lewandowski any time, incidentally, is even money if you are looking for something a little bit shorter. And I certainly could not put you off that. But for me, all things considered, Poland, at the price that they are, rate a perfectly good bet, even if you fancy a single. 13-10 is too big.
Now at William Hill, you can get your bet onto the website for featured matches. If there's a bet you fancy that's not on the app, just tweet with the hashtag #YourOdds to @WilliamHill and the traders will try to price it up. Hashtag #YourOdds from William Hill.
Two big guns for both sides then. Robert Lewandowski, of course, for Poland, and for Senegal, Sadio Mane, who will come out on top. And don't forget, there is the enhanced odds offer on both of those players to score here at William Hill. The final game on Tuesday comes at 7 o'clock, and it's Russia against Egypt. I was going to say Russia hosting Egypt. I suppose they are. You're not meant to have home and away, are you, in the World Cup? But this is certainly a home game. Russia, who of course battered Saudi Arabia in the opening game. Egypt fell late to that crushing blow against Uruguay, losing 1-0. They really need to win this. Mo Salah should be back in the starting lineup. Fingers crossed. Anyway, this promises to be an absolute cracker. Russia absolutely sublime in the second half of their opening game, but that was against Saudi Arabia. Do you mark that down? Do you mark it up? Well, let's find out. It's John Gibby and myself, once again, looking forward to Russia against Egypt. I'm not getting carried away with Russia, by the way. They've played the worst side in the competition, and Saudi Arabia were okay until they conceded.
Yeah.
They were only okay. I'm not going to say that they were brilliant and they've gone on to win.
The first, you know, whatever it was, 15, 20 minutes, you didn't watch it thinking, oh, Russia are going to win this, Russia are going to win this. I thought it had draw written all over it for the first.
And two late goals really do gloss that performance.
Yeah.
3-0, you'd have gone, that's nice. 5-0, all of a sudden, people are going, Russia have battered them. They were better than them, let's make no mistake. But Saudi Arabia are poor. And Russia are not great, and I don't want to back them at 11-10 here. Salah or no Salah, Egypt's not for me at 27. Sorry, Russia not for me at 11-10. Egypt, even without Salah, in some way, shape or form, are worth a bet here. So markets that I like, I quite like the draw, to be fair, at 11-5. Russia would settle for that. Egypt probably wouldn't, but depending on results elsewhere, it may keep their hopes alive, a draw here.
Egypt probably need to win this, don't they? Whereas
probably.
Russia know that they can lose this game and they can go into the last game, which is of course against Uruguay, so it's not exactly going to be easy.
No, but their goal difference is already a huge, is worth a point pretty much for Russia, so they'd be okay with a draw here. And a draw for Egypt wouldn't rule them out, because of course they do come up against the Faroe Islands.
They might as well come against
goodness
the Faroe
me Islands. Saudi Arabia, you couldn't have too much more different sides.
Where's that come from?
I just had it in my mind. Bad sides with two names. Faroe Islands. Yeah, we'll go with them.
Saudi Arabia.
Crikey. I've been talking about so many teams. Faroe Islands have never been here. Saudi Arabia, you wouldn't be surprised if Egypt could knock 3, 4, maybe even 5 past them. You know, so it's not a foregone conclusion if this does end in a draw. The draw is 11-5. That's okay. I'd rather back that, by the way, than the match result and both teams to score draw at 16-5. Have that 0-0 on your side, as far as I'm concerned.
Which is 11-2 and a correct score bet.
Okay, which is, it's okay. I wouldn't tip it up, because I do think that we'll have at least one goal in the game. And I'm hoping it's Mo Salah. Now, he's 29-20 any time, but I think that the lack of goals in this game would probably just make me want to back him to score first at 4-1, if I'm being completely honest with you. And one other player who sticks out like a sore thumb price-wise is a man who was nearly an ever-present for West Brom last season, and he wasn't an ever-present in the end, but Ahmed Hegazi is 20-1 to score any time. And that's too big. It just is. He attacks set pieces. They'll have a few of them, Egypt. I would expect him to be 11 or 12-1 in a game like this. He's not. He's 20-1.
Definite
way
starter.
Too big. He's starting the first game. Yeah. So I don't see why they wouldn't, because defensively they were really good. I like him. 20-1 any time. It's just way, way too big. I'm not saying it's a banker, because it certainly isn't. But just for a 50p, it's absolutely fine. So I'm sticking with Egypt here. Russia can win at 11-10 as far as I'm concerned. Too short. The draw 11-5, Egypt 27-10. I'd probably favour the draw in the outright market, but I'll be looking at Salah to score first at 4s and Hegazi anytime, 20-1. That's the bet that's really grabbed my attention.
Having recently said you don't really like to score first bets, Mo Salah to score first.
There you go. 4-1 in a game where I don't think there'll be too many goals is fine. I'd much rather back that than the 29-20 anytime.
Of course, with William Hill, you do have the first or last option at 11-5 as well, if you don't think there's going to be that many goals. But that is quite a severe reduction in the...
I'd rather back him any time than that, personally. But I'm hoping that it's a good game. I'm hoping it is. Russia's first game surpassed my initial expectations. Let's hope this one can too.
To Egypt, where it's hot. Aswan is the third sunniest place in the world, with 3,863 hours of sun every single year. The world's oldest dress was found here 5,000 years ago. If you've ever wondered where the idea of 365 days and 12 months started, the ancient Egyptians beat the rest of the world to it and were the first to adopt the idea. There are around 138 Egyptian pyramids. Some are huge. The largest of the lot is the Pyramid of Khufu, also called the Great Pyramid of Giza. When it was built, it was over 480 feet tall, which made it the tallest man-made structure for over 3,800 years and is one of the seven wonders of the world. It's estimated that the pyramid was made from 2.3 million blocks of rock, weighing 5.9 million tons.
And don't forget, whatever it is that you fancy in the Russia-Egypt game, it is a hashtag Your Odds Market, as they all are through the course of the 2018 World Cup. So if there's something that you fancy, make sure you tweet at William Hill with hashtag Your Odds and whatever it is that you fancy in the game, no matter how obscure it may be. There's hundreds of them already on the William Hill website, so make sure you take a look. Russia against Egypt then, closing things off on Tuesday, a feast of football that has only just got underway. It is the 2018 World Cup in Russia. Very best of luck with your bets on Tuesday, and we look forward already to Wednesday's action, where you've got Uruguay, Portugal and Spain in action. Promises to be an absolute thriller. Best luck with your bets on Tuesday. Colombia, Japan at 1 o'clock, Poland, Senegal at 4, and Russia against Egypt at 7 o'clock.
Take advantage of the enhanced odds then on all of the games in Russia. Some really tasty prices in there. So do take a look at them. All available on the William Hill website and on the William Hill app. And talking of being on the website and the app, make sure you tune into William Hill's InPlay Radio live for all of the action in Russia. InPlay betting, pre-match betting, you name it, they've got it. So make sure you tune in to InPlay Radio for all of the action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.